Starting in 1990, ACT UP, the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, has distributed clean needles to hundreds of the city's injection drug users each week. In 1990, intravenous drug use was just being linked to the spread of HIV and AIDS, and handing out clean needles was illegal. Alison Pugh was Creative Times Director of Programming and PR.
The drug-using community was quickly being infected, and ACT UP considered it to be hugely important to get the word out and get these clean needles out on the street, whether they were legal or not.
In 1991, volunteers for ACT UP were arrested on possession of needle charges.
At the time, there was a huge campaign against gay culture or anything that was deemed deviant. In Washington, there was a lot of legislation that was happening, and there was just a lot of misinformation floating around about AIDS, about the gay community, and there was a lot of fear in the air.
The volunteers were acquitted later that year. Two of them, Greg Bordowitz and Richard Elevich, made a documentary about the needle exchange program and the spread of HIV. Creative Time gave financial support to make the video called Clean Needles Saves Lives. It aired on public access television. ACT UP showed it at community centres to educate and raise consciousness. The legacy of their activism is embodied by the organisation housed in this building, the New York Harm Reduction Educators, Inc.
There were many people at the time that thought that we had signed our death warrant, or that it was the kiss of death for a Creative Time to stand up and do projects like the needle exchange because they were so controversial. So it was predicted that the organization wouldn't survive more than a year or two. But in fact, Creative Time is still around today.